Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. In this episode, you'll discover how to write attention-grabbing episode titles that your listeners can't ignore. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full-time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast-track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. When you're promoting your podcast, what do you need to have that's going to grab some attention? An amazing episode title. When someone discovers your podcast organically through podcast SEO, searching on Apple and Spotify, what's going to grab their attention?
A good episode title. What do your subscribers and loyal followers need week on week to keep them engaged and actually get them to listen, even though they already know you and already love what you do? Good episode titles.
And that is why we're going to be breaking down how you can write irresistible titles, because honestly, we've seen our fair share of bad titles. Right, Ty? We've seen our fair share of bad titles. When we come across a good title, we're like, holy crap, this is amazing. It grabs our attention. But for the most part, I think having a simple framework that you can follow to consistently pump out amazing titles, not the ChatGPT titles that we know that some of you are 100% using. We see you.
There's uses for AI, but yet, in my humble opinion, using AI for episode titles.
And why is that?
There's simply too much nuance. There's too much nuance, and AI is simply not good enough to beat a human at episode titles, and you just can't afford to sleep on episode titles. Show notes, cool, great. You get them in a nice format. You could sure improve them as a human just by tweaking a couple of words here and there, but it's the 80-20 rule, right? Episode titles, however, you can't afford not to have irresistible episode titles. And AI simply gives you good but not irresistible episode titles. So
yeah,
don't rely on
that's the thing, right?
Don't be lazy. Learn the skill of writing good episode titles and take back the power yourself.
So without further ado, let's dive straight in. So Tug, I guess when it comes to episode titles, there are different types of podcasts, right? And I feel like different types of podcasts, whether that's a how-to podcast, whether that's an interview-based podcast, or whether that's a more conversational-based podcast, they kind of have the full of different approaches when it comes to creating captivating titles, right? Because you can't just have like the same type of title for every single podcast out there. And I think it's really important to distinguish between like the different types of titles that we encourage our clients to use and want to encourage our listeners to use. So I guess what are some of those different types of titles, Tig?
Yeah, so from the tons of episode titles we've seen in our time and a bunch of different podcasts that we've worked on, some entertainment, most education, and ultimately just a huge variety of niches and focuses, we've really distilled what works and the principles behind good titles into three different types. So the three types are super specific, massive intrigue, and polarizing or confrontational. And what I'll now do is give an example of each title, and then I'm going to chuck the ball in your court, Anthony, and we can actually break down why each one is so and why they work, right?
You sounded so robotic there. And what I'll now do...
Okay. Yeah, it's because I was talking about ChatGPT too much. All right, so super specific example would be how to reduce anxiety and live stress-free with 10 minutes of daily Kundalini meditation for beginners. A massively intriguing title would be 5 weird personal finance hacks millennials can use to save their first $10,000. And a polarizing or confrontational title would be why law of attraction isn't working for you and how to raise your vibration to start manifesting.
Hell yeah,
that was
baby.
A funny example.
Raise that vibration. So those are really good examples there, mate. And I think that kind of illustrates the point of like different types of titles. And as you listen to this through, we really want to encourage you to think to yourself, okay, with my past episode titles, which one do they fall under? Or do they fall under none of them? And if so, that's probably an issue right there. But you should be able to see the patterns that when we're going through these examples, like Tug mentioned, were super specific, how to reduce anxiety and live stress-free with 10 minutes or less, with 10 minutes daily Kundalini meditation for beginners. Again, we're really calling out number one, who's this for? People who suffer with anxiety. What do they want? They want to live stress-free. This is, again, very specific. And even the method in which we help them solve this problem is also specific. 10 minutes daily Kundalini meditation for beginners. Again, very clear, very specific. And I guess how to think about this is, if you have a how-to show, it should be super specific. You know, you should really focus in on the pain points, how to reduce anxiety, or focus on the desired outcomes that your listeners want. And how can you make it feel easy for them? Fast, easy, 10 minutes for beginners. You know, having those specific terminologies in your titles, again, it makes it far more appealing. Because whether we like it or not, we judge books by their covers. And whether we like it or not, people want a six-pack without going to the gym. People want to become a millionaire without doing any work. People want tens of thousands of downloads on their podcast by just sitting back and letting a company take care of the rest of it. But unfortunately, it doesn't always work like that.
So what's your point?
My point is, with the titles, they need to make the desired outcome seem very achievable for your listeners. If you're going to have a super specific title, make it specific, but add a desired outcome. What do people want? They want pleasure without pain, right? They want to reduce their anxiety and live stress-free, but they don't want to spend hours and hours on end trying to master meditation to maybe get things right. No, they want to spend 10 minutes a day doing a simple exercise that's going to help them with their specific problem. For you, we want to give you a simple framework that you can use to create captivating titles, not something that's going to just be like, okay, well, where do I go from here? So make sure that the title is really speaking to the need of the listeners you want to reach, exactly what they want, the pain point, and then make it feel easy. How to quickly do this, how to do this with ease. You know, all those little terminologies really help with the title. That adds a bit of extra oomph. But again, with this specific one, we're talking about how to make it very specific. So super specific titles.
Yeah. And another common theme here is, I think, numbers and the interest of being very specific, really quantifying things where possible really helps with this kind of angle with the title. It just makes it a lot clearer in a listener's mind what they're going to get. Again, makes it a lot more attainable and therefore more likely to click. The old three hacks. We think it's overused, but it works like a charm every time. So the next type of title is the massive intrigue. And obviously all titles should have a level of intrigue, even if it's specific, that should make it intriguing. What I mean by massive intrigue is we're optimizing this type of title to be intriguing. That's the focal point and the purpose of the title. So we have the example, 5 weird personal finance hacks millennials can use to save their first $10,000. So Anthony, this is still quite specific, right? Like, we have the first $10,000, we have the quantifying, we have 5 hacks. Obviously, we have the word weird in there, right? Which is intriguing. Why is this title playing more so on the intrigue than just being specific, would you say?
Yeah, I think if we just had, let's say, personal finance hacks for millennials, so you'd save the first $10,000, that's super specific. Millennials, specific amount of money they want to save. But adding just 5 weird, again, it can be just a simple shift. Adding 5 weird, 5 strange, 5 uncommon, new way. That adds a level of intrigue, because now we're thinking, okay, this isn't what I've got on my mind. Because people who are millennials, who are looking to save up a lot of money, they're probably consuming tons of content around this topic. Tons and tons and tons. Your listeners, if they listen to your podcast about, let's say, anxiety or about making money or about finance, they also listen to other podcasts about the same topic. And for you, if we put out a title that talks about social media or something you feel that you're very well equipped and you've consumed tons of content on, and we just say how to grow on social media, you're already guessing what you think I'm going to talk about. You already have ideas and objections as to why this podcast wouldn't be for you, because you're constantly consuming that type of content. So when you just add 5 weird personal finance hacks, that adds a level of intrigue where you're, what are these weird hacks? I don't know any weird hacks. I know common hacks, but I don't know any weird ones. And they're just playing with that human psychology and building that intrigue. So yes, it is possible to have a super specific title and just add a bit of intrigue into it as well at the start. That makes a huge difference to how much people pay attention to that title. So for you, if you go through your titles right now, most of them might be specific, but they're not weird.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a brilliant explanation, actually, because again, like, we need to be specific generally. How do we make the focal point intrigue? Even just a small thing like the psychological hack, just a word like weird. Or if we wanted to make it more intriguing, we could say 5 weird hacks that most don't know about. 5 weird hacks that school didn't want to teach you, you know? 5 weird hacks, and then you could put in brackets, without investing in the stock market, if that's where people's minds would first go, right? The point is we're really playing on making people think, okay, this isn't something I know. Okay, this is actually new. And there's plenty of ways to do this. So,
in sales, we call this objection handling.
Yeah, the last one is objection handling, right? Without investing in the stock market. It's saying, no, I know what you think, but it's not that.
So literally use this when you're writing your next title. If it's specific, ask yourself, what will my listeners assume this podcast is about? How can I handle their objection by adding without what they think is going to be? Mm. So again, making this useful and tangible for you every single time you write an episode, ask yourself, what do most people think this is? And how do I add something in the title that handles that objection and eliminates it, making the episode even more attractive to listeners you want to reach? And then Tiger, I guess the final one. So far, we've got super specific, we've got massive intrigue, and then we've got polarizing and confrontational. So walk me through this one, mate.
Yeah, so we've got why law of attraction isn't working for you and how to raise your vibration to start manifesting. That bit gets me every time. Where did we come up with this example? That anyway, so the point is we're trying to be polarizing, we're trying to be confrontational, right? So we kick things off with a statement that if you're someone who has been practicing law of attraction and hasn't necessarily been, you know, manifesting or getting the results you want, it's coming in hot with why law of attraction isn't working for you is like a slap in the face, right? So that is very confrontational, because the title is basically saying, I understand that this hasn't been working for you. And that instantly qualifies the listener and kind of pricks up their ears and make me think, oh God, yeah, this is me, right? So this is perhaps the best way to really call out a listener and let them know this episode is certainly for you, because you're playing on a kind of, you know, an insecurity they have, maybe is the wrong word, but something they know they have a problem with. And then, of course, the second half of the title then takes that starting point of, okay, look, I know you're going through this problem, this is for you, and then transitions to, and here's the solution, this is why you should listen, right? So constantly leading people through the kind of process of, here's their problem, this is what they're struggling with, but also this episode is going to give you the solution. So it's not just going to be listening to a podcast where they just get agitated or just feel frustrated. They're actually going to walk away with something good, which is just a key pillar. Again, it's like being specific. And listening to this right now, you might be thinking, how can I make my titles confrontational? When is the best time to do it? So a good thing to think about is when you are coming up with the topics for your podcast, which how you do that is a whole different story. But think, are my listeners very aware of this problem? Is this something my listeners struggle with? Is this something that I have a different opinion to most? Is this a topic where a lot of people are going wrong with it? And if so, i.e. again, if there's a problem that your listeners are acutely aware of, then just call it out. Be very direct with calling it out, because that gets people... Again, it's like a slap in the face, right, for someone that this is applicable to. And then you're going to lead them to the desired outcome. So it's just a great way to grab people's attention when you know people are struggling with something, or you know they've been going about it the wrong way, maybe because the rest of the industry says something different.
I like that, mate. I think that's a great little example that you gave there. And again, I think it's really about when to best use these. And I guess if we were to give a recap, Tig, what would you say? Because we've said a lot of different things, right? We've gone through super specific, intriguing, polarizing, confrontational, right? But for our listeners, how can they practically apply this moving forward, literally starting right now? So what are the scenarios that they might find themselves in where they can start using some of these, or when should they use some of these titles?
Yeah, that's a great question, and brings us to a good way of condensing this. So when should you use this? Every time you title an episode, it really should fall into one of these three categories. And I like to think of them as different tools in the toolbox when crafting great titles, different things that we can pull from, different flavors that we can use, if you like. And I think by default, it should be specific. And if there's not an immediate way to make it really intriguing or really controversial, then you can just always revert to making it super specific. So for that, think, okay, how can I quantify this? How can I talk about the topic in a way that is as niche down as possible? Instead of saying, solving business growth, if you're actually talking to online coaches who have, you know, go through feast and famine months, then just say how to recover from stalled growth in your online business and break out of feast and famine. That's so much better than just saying how to fix business growth or three tips for business growth. So again, being much more specific on the topics we're discussing, quantifying things, calling out the listener, All of these are things you can do to instantly make your title super specific. And again, this should really be a baseline. I think this is just like the first layer. And then the other tools that we have is, of course, making it really intriguing and when to make it really controversial or confrontational. And in terms of whether to make it intriguing or confrontational, and again, it won't always be one of the two, but usually you can make it one of the two, really ask yourself, is this topic something my listeners are acutely aware of? Is it something that people feel strongly about? And if so, then controversial or confrontational could be the good route to go down. But if it's more something that people don't know about, or enough people don't know about, or something that actually people would be, you know, very surprised to hear, then intriguing is the way to go. I think the best way to boil it down, I'm thinking out loud here, is, are people acutely aware of this problem? If so, you can play on that and make it very confrontational. But if people are not, and if you're about to share something that people are not necessarily aware of, then you want to make it super intriguing to make them aware of it. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I think that gives you, again, a framework to use moving forward with every single episode that you put out. So that's going to be super important.
For us, sometimes we talk about social media. We know this is something a lot of our listeners struggle with. Maybe you're struggling with it right now. And we definitely have episodes on that you can go back and listen to. We know that's something that people struggle with. We know it's something that a lot of the advice that is given in the industry, we don't really agree with from the standpoint of growing a podcast. And so that's a great opportunity to be very controversial about it. So we might say something like, why social media isn't working for you and how to fix it. Or where 99% of podcasters are going the wrong direction with social media growth. Something like this. Whereas on the other hand, if we're talking about something, let's say, listener retention time, people's intros, this is something people are not as aware of. Most people think they have a growth problem. They actually have a retention problem. And so it wouldn't really work to be so controversial with that. We might want to be more intriguing. And then we might end up with something like, surprising way you might be unknowingly losing listeners. Because then it plays on people's intrigue. It's like, oh, what is that? That could be me, you know? So hopefully that just really solidifies things, gives examples of different topics and how they fall into each category. And again, throughout all of this, just aim to be specific as a default, I would say.
And there you have it. That is how you write irresistible titles that your listeners cannot ignore. Look, we want to make sure that you have every single thing that you need moving forward to know when to use specific titles. And I think a great way to do that is in our next episode, we're going to give you practical examples of just loads of before and after titles that we've worked on with clients. So you can, again, see this work in action. Again, it'll be the before and after we made these improvements on these titles. So again, everything is super clear for you. And with that said, we'll catch you in the next episode.